Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Anthony Cosi, pastor here at St. Jerome on Sunday, August 18th, 2019, the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Father Anthony.
Came to set the earth on fire. Every time that I hear the word fire, I can't help but think of my father, who's a firefighter, my grandfather, who was a firefighter, my brother, who was a firefighter for a time in the Air National Guard. Growing up, my dad shared many things that he learned on the job, and he wanted us to unplug the toaster before we left, make sure the Christmas lights are turned off, all these rules and regulations, and they kind of had the adverse effect on me when I was a kid. So anytime I could find matches or a lighter, I wanted to play with fire. And there's something intriguing about fire. It's mysterious, right? We see it all throughout sacred scripture. Fire kind of has two qualities. The first is it purifies things. So jewelry, in order to get debris off, they put the gold into the fire, they put silver in there, and it makes them shiny. They glisten, which is why we say that the poor souls in purgatory, we oftentimes depict them as being on fire. We're getting rid of all that kind of debris, that gunk that is within inside of us, so we can be within the presence of God. It's very pure. It's a beautiful thing. But not only that, fire has another property to it. Fire can be very destructive too, right? And fire likes its equal. So if a building catches on fire, it moves and it keeps touching other things until it is all on fire. It spreads it evenly across until it levels everything and equalizes the playing field. So fire is often used to describe passions, lust, anger, envy. And if we have those things inside of us, then we start to pass them on to those that are around us that we love, right? If we're angry all the time, we begin to pass it on like a fire to those around us until it seeks its own level and equalizes among each other. So the passions can kind of get out of control sometimes. So we want to contain that. The church fathers would say, you know, God put the divine spark inside of us, and we want to make sure that spark continues to glow. So Jesus is saying today, the love that I have is like fire too. And if you're on fire with me, that's the greatest fire you can have. So Jesus wants us to be caught on fire with his love, with that great love that he has, so we can become like him, like God, with that blazing fire. That's how we're meant to be. We're meant to be like God. And so Jesus asks us today, if we want to be on fire with him, in other words, do you love me? And if somebody says, I love you, what's an appropriate response? I love you back. There's no kind of, well, I kind of love you sort of thing. Husbands, go home and tell your wives that. Well, I kind of love you, sort of, maybe. We realize something intrinsic about that, right? That if we are in love with somebody, it's either we love you or we don't love you, sort of thing. There's no middle ground with that. Like a woman when she's pregnant, either you're pregnant or you're not pregnant. There's not like, well, I'm kind of pregnant, sort of thing. There's no in-between kind of area. So Jesus is saying, I came to cause division. I came to make distinctions, I think would be a better way to say it. Either you love me or you don't. And if you have this distinction in you and you do love me, then all your other passions are going to be ordered properly. Then you're going to be able to love your mom properly. You're going to be able to love your sibling or your daughter-in-law or your son-in-law properly or your father. How many times do we have in a family where people like idolize somebody, or we idolize our kids, we idolize our spouse, we idolize our parents, they become the God sort of thing. God's saying, I want you to love them still and honor your mother and father, but I need to be first in your life. And if you make me first, you're going to receive peace in your life. That's the type of peace I'm talking about. Not the type of social justice peace, because if Jesus came to just bring that type of peace to our society, he would have overthrown the Roman Empire and would establish political peace. But we know there's always going to be that type of disorder within politicians and politics and governments. Jesus is wanting us to have an interior peace. Seek my level. Be caught on fire with me so that you have that peace in your life to have. We have only to look around to see how some people don't make distinctions in their life, right? They make no choices, whether or not this or that. We see this sometimes within politicians. They kind of go both sides, both ways. If you stand for everything, you stand for nothing. To be somebody is to stand up for something. And Jesus wants us to stand up for him. We have distinctions for everything. We have skin, which separates us from the rest of the world. The skin is causing a distinction. Here I am, here you are. If I don't have my skin, I'm just flubber on the ground. Distinctions are all part of our reality. How sad is that when people don't make distinctions? We have politicians who would rather see children die than to make distinctions and stand up against their constituents and speak out on the nature of life. Take whatever issue it is, euthanasia, abortion, immigration, whatever it may be. Who are we as a people? Jesus is telling us to stand for something. Make a distinction. And when you do that, it could cause a little division in the family. But is that to maintain the division? No. You're helping them rise to a higher level. But if we never make distinctions, we're just flubber. But if we make distinctions and we love Jesus, then we are on fire and we're drawing them into that greater love too. Stand for something and be bold.
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.